Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to talk about here today on the show. Last night was Raw. If you got thoughts on that show, let me know. I hated it. Thought it was a terrible show. Bunch of long, boring matches. Nothing but heat up and down the show. There were literally, in 3 hours, two babyface wins. Everything else was designed to get heat, humiliate people. 3 full hours of this last night. All of this leading, of course, to Survivor Series, which is taking place in just 2 weeks. Whatever's on your mind, Raw-related, go ahead and give us a call here today. In the final segment of the show, by the way, we have a special guest. Jim Valley is joining us here today. We're going to talk to Jim about an exciting new announcement, and I'm going to hold that off until the end of the show. So that's coming up in the final segment today. Triple H undergoing surgery today. He, of course, tore his pec in the main event of the Crown Jewel show, where he took a bump over the top rope, held on with his arm, tore the pec off the bone, and that's that. So a pretty brutal injury, and he'll be undergoing surgery today. These things make you stronger, he said. We'll see how that goes. Best of luck to him in that surgery. We got WWE buying a new tape library, the World Wrestling Council tape library out of Puerto Rico. WWE officials secured a deal last month to purchase the video library of the WWC. Goes back as far as 1983, when Carlos Colon, Victor Javica, and Gorilla Monsoon founded the promotion. We could talk about that today as well. Lots of the biggest stars in wrestling actually went through there. Ric Flair, Abdullah the Butcher, Randy Savage, Rick Martel, the Road Warrior, Savio Vega, etc. So, Bruiser Brody, of course. WWC, where the murder of Bruiser Brody took place July 17, 1988, at the hands of then-Booker Jorge Gonzalez. So all of that and so much more today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages. Going to be a fun time. Back in a moment to kick it off. Wrestling Observer Live.
Watching the game when the doorbell rings and a delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple micro brews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your thoughtful guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at BOUQS.com and enter HERO. Books.com.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let the sportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to call us here today, the phone number, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Toll free. Text messages, 425-780-7566 in the final segment of the show. Jim Valley is going to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, we got to talk about a lot of news, including Raw, which I abhorred last night. And sometimes I don't think that a Raw show is very good, and I got to hear all the blowback from the fans that want to try to convince me that, in fact, it was good. I will not hear that today. Do you understand? I will not hear that Raw was good last night. It was terrible. Show was 3 hours long. In 3 hours, there were literally two babyface wins. One of them was Apollo over Jinder Mahal, if that even counts. And the other one was the Drifter beating Dolph Ziggler, which is a good thing because, like, the babyface won, but that match went like 15 minutes. It was so boring. It was brutal. They killed the crowd. And aside from that, every single thing on the show was about getting heat, making people miserable. If you were sick of Roman Reigns and leukemia thing, that got brought up again. We also had the destruction of Natty's dead father's sunglasses to get heat in the first match on the show. That's how we kicked the show off here. We had Seth Rollins having to face both of AOP. They destroyed him and won the tag team titles. Then Dean Ambrose came out and destroyed Seth Rollins again. We had the Kurt Angle promo, which we'll get to in a moment. Nia versus Ember Moon. Nia beat her, and then her and Tamina came out and destroyed Ember Moon. Nia and Tamina, literally dead silence in the crowd. You could hear a pin drop for that turn. Then we had the Finn Balor match with Lashley. You'll never guess, Lashley beat Finn Balor. And then, what's going on over there, Mike?
A massive thunderstorm opened up.
I think totally just distracted.
Completely ties into you being.
That's what
dark
I feel like
about Raw here.
That's
yeah.
what I feel like reviewing
wow.
the show.
Damn.
So
the
anyway,
heavens have opened up. They're crying because of Raw.
They are. So then after Finn gets, not only does Finn get pinned, then Drew McIntyre comes out and he lays him out and humiliates him. Then we got Drew versus Angle, the main event, and you'll never guess, Drew humiliates the Olympic champion, stuffs all of his takedowns, calls him a loser and a failure, taps him out with his own move. I am not making any of this up. And somebody on our board last night, I suppose I could go find the exact thread, but it was basically, why do people watch Raw? And I'm not going to go that far because I do watch Raw every week. And when I went to Crown Point, I mean, I still had to watch the top matches for Crown Jewel, even though I didn't have to. Dave and Garrett were covering the show. Mike was covering the show. But I still watched it because I'm a fan. But I watched this Raw show, and I had the same damn question. Why do people watch this show? It was astonishing to me. What a miserable 3 hours that was, if you're a fan.
I ask that a lot. But sometimes I chalk it up to, well, maybe I'm just old. Maybe there are people that just aren't as offended, or they don't understand this, or, you know, they understand it, and I can't comprehend it. I mean, last night was a great example of that. They needed some chicken soup for the soul. on the way of coming out of Saudi Arabia. At least I would have thought they did.
Yeah, think about that. Look at what they did in Saudi Arabia. Look at all the finishes there, and this was the follow-up to make people feel a little better after that show. They made them feel even more miserable.
I was going to say, how can you come away from a fan of anything on that show and feel positive about it? I mean, unless you're the biggest Apollo Crews fan in the world, and even then, don't you have some reservations after the way he's been used so far? It just felt like a downer of a show all the way.
It was a downer of a show.
Right up into Drew McIntyre. It's one thing I understand because Drew McIntyre, they want to perceive him as a monster right now. And destroying Kurt Angle in a way, there was a way you could do that without just destroying Kurt. Now, why do you want to see Kurt Angle the wrestler anymore? How could you want to see Kurt Angle the wrestler anymore? I don't, unless they're going to make him just that sort of sad sack character who's living in the past. And yeah, he was feeling good for a moment. I was blown away.
I'll bet you $10 I know what they're going to do.
Which is?
Next week on Raw, Kurt Angle's going to get his match with Drew McIntyre, or not Drew McIntyre, with Baron Corbin. And he's going to submit Baron Corbin with the ankle lock, and they're going to name him the captain of the Survivor Series team, and they're going to feel like that's going to make up for what happened tonight.
So what? And you know what the worst part is? Not only will there be a so what, they'll probably do it on the heels of Braun Strowman having to go out there and do something to Drew to set up Kurt to give him like the angle slam and to give him the cheap victory. It won't even be the angle slam. It'll be a roll-up or some sort of nonsense like that.
So anyway, anybody want to defend Raw, you're welcome to give us a call here today. 844-411-5411, 425-780-7566. Here's a couple of texts. Brandon here says, what do you expect from the Heat Company? You're lucky there were two babyface wins. I only count one of them because Apollo over Jinder doesn't even count. It's just a nothing happening thing. Jinder probably beat him next week. It's just what they do. I will give the Drifter win over Dolph Ziggler was a legit babyface win.
Oh, my God.
They loved the Drifter. But the
match
was appalling.
You know who the Drifter is? I was sitting there watching it last. He's Ox Baker. He's Ox Baker. You want to see him cut a promo. You want to see the act. You love seeing the act as soon as he steps in the ring. Unlike Ox Baker, I mean, Ox Baker was hideously bad for those who didn't see him. I mean, that's one of the great part about a whole lot of film not existing of his time is because you don't need to see him wrestle. And you see the best part with the clips on YouTube with him cutting promos or on The Price is Right or whatever it is. That match last night, I don't know. I'm not a worker, Brian. Please explain the number of chin locks and headlocks and everything else to me, because to me it's like Dolph tried everything Dolph could do in that moment, the way that thing was structured.
Hey, let me tell you something, everybody. Let me tell you something. On Friday in Saudi Arabia, Dolph Ziggler had a match with Shane McMahon and actually made Shane McMahon look like a competent, I won't say an excellent wrestler, but an extremely competent wrestler. They had a very good match. That's with Shane McMahon. Dolph Ziggler had the most boring match I ever saw with the Drifter last night. What does that tell you about the Drifter? What does that tell you?
His gimmick is fabulous.
Tells you I don't ever want to see him in the ring again. That's what it tells me.
Unless he's got the guitar full gear and is not going to wrestle.
This person here says, got to get the heat.
Heat.
This person says, I got so bored at Raw last night, I started watching the New Japan press conference on my computer. It was so much better. A Jay White promo was better than Raw. Well,
this isn't piling on either. It's like, oh, you hate Raw all the time. That was a bad show. And I again, like you said, I dare somebody come on the show and defend it next segment.
Hey, I'm reading these all. Every one of these texts I'm reading in the order that they came in. So I'm not skipping anything. If anybody wants to defend the show, I'm waiting. Jerry says, of course, Raw was terrible. Just like it has been for the past 4 months. It's a chore to get through every week. SmackDown is already better tonight with Nikki Cross versus Becky Lynch.
Ooh.
And Rey Mysterio versus Andrade Cien Almas.
If they do give that any justice at all, oh man, that's going to be a little bit of... Hey, there's a silver lining in all clouds, by the way, and Ronda Rousey was one of those silver linings last night on Raw. That's for sure with that promo, and I know a lot of hands probably deserve some credit there, including WWE for kind of letting the hands go off and letting Paul Heyman's and her hands be more on her promo, but that was at least a positive moment last night.
For Ziz, are we getting Rousey and Moon versus Snuka and Nia Jax? Yeah, probably.
Could. Yeah.
We got two weeks until Survivor Series, so got to do something with those. This person here says, this is the first time on wrestling history that a 17-minute match went to a no contest because someone got their feelings hurt. Didn't really care for that finish much. Don't even remind me. I watch these retro Nitros every week. That was straight out of the dying days of WCW. They went 17 minutes. There wasn't even a finish because Natty's dead father's sunglasses got broken. She dropped to her knees and wept, and everyone just left.
And the fans stayed pretty quiet, actually. Sad. That was a really weak moment, especially because you saw it coming as soon as you saw her with the glasses. You knew they were going to be played in, and you knew it was going to be a mess.
Back in a moment with calls, texts, and more, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you're bored to death by the matches on Raw last night, you want some excitement, myself
watch
and Marco
C-SPAN.
Stunt.
Oh.
Black Label Pro. It's available on Powerbomb.tv. There's a new code, by the way. I believe Chop Marco isn't working anymore. So for those of you that want 20 days free and you want to check out my match with Marco, free, because it's 20 days free with this promo code. And it's not just, by the way, for Black Label. You get everything on Powerbomb TV. There's over 100 promotions right there, and there's all the archives, thousands of hours. If you want to try out Powerbomb.tv for free for 20 days, including the Black Label Pro match with myself and Marco, and the Chop and Roll Express versus the Rock and Roll Express from July, the promo code today is F4Weekly, as in Figure 4 Weekly. Letter F, number 4, Weekly. F4Weekly. That is the Powerbomb.tv code. 20 free days. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. Man, I cannot agree with you more about how awful last night's show was. I sat there and, you know, they had an opportunity to do something really cool and, you know, a fun little happy story with Kurt Angle, and they completely botched it and blew it. I just have no faith in Vince McMahon's ability to book anything decently anymore on either the Raw or SmackDown properties. Now, Triple H does a marvelous job with what he does in NXT, but man, just everything that Vince and them throw at you, it's awful. They can't make a good baby face. They can't make a good heel. All their heat that they get for their heels is lazy heat. It's just, it's awful. Hard to watch.
It's heat on the company is what it is, not heat on the actual guys. There's a big difference. Whole idea of getting heat is to make people upset at the actual heel. Not upset that the fans or the company has a temerity to do an angle based on someone's father who actually died this year. That's not heat. Does anyone even remember who broke the sunglasses? Quick, who broke the sunglasses last night? Anyone remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody? No, they're not mad at the person that broke the sunglasses. They're just disgusted with the company for doing this. There's a big difference. I can't believe I have to explain this.
By the way, it was Ruby Riott that did that.
All right. Somebody figured it out.
Well, you know, for the average person, I don't think they even know, oh, the Riott Squad broke them or something happened. It wasn't even memorable enough where somebody remembers that she was on the show at 3 hours long when everything runs together, when there's nothing that stands out, including, well, any baby face is winning because there was nothing but heat. And the worst part is, too, I heard Dave last night talk about, well, you need to establish the glasses for like a month. And you kind of do have to do that. But like, if you actually had a story that made sense, you know, you wouldn't use this as the jumping off point. You know, Slaughter and Cronoodle and Greg Valentine tore up the picture that was supposedly drawn for Jay Youngblood and Ricky Steamboat in their feud that day, came out later on TV, tore it all up. But like, you know, they were involved in a long running feud. They had hated each other. Like, their jumping off point for this feud being that is like, it's like having the first match be a gimmick match and then you work towards a regular match. It's like you're going with the thing of like, that's the thing that really puts people over the top of why they hate this person, why they want to see that baby face get revenge. Instead, it starts that way. She drops to her knees crying and it's like, eh, I don't know if that's anything that's going to make the fans try to jump in on the journey or feel bad for Natty. I mean, it just seems, again, like you said, it comes across as just they're using her dead father's glasses the same way they're using the leukemia, the same way they're using X, Y, and Z, which after last weekend, you would have figured they would have tried to pull away from and put some smiles on some faces.
You're kidding, of course they're not going
to. We have to wait till next week on that. And then you get Stephanie, and now you can have a happy, smiley moment with Stephanie on the show. Well, oh yeah, and Brock.
To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
I was a little late tuning in today, so I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet, but I wanted to say something about Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar. I didn't watch Raw live last night because I was watching the football game, but I watched it on DVR afterwards, which I thought would be better since I could fast forward through a lot of the nonsense. But I thought Raw, I heard you say this to Dave last night, I thought it was the worst Raw of the year. I thought it was horrendous. I thought, as you guys were just talking about the whole thing with Natalya, just cringeworthy for a number of reasons, but I think with Strowman, you guys I think said that this is building to him eventually beating Brock Lesnar, and I hate to say this because I like Braun Strowman, but I think they've waited too long. I think a year ago right now he was really hot and really over and was getting great reactions. And now, like, I guess people still like him, but it's nowhere near what it was because you know, they've just, I think they've taken too long with him. And I think they're going to tell the exact same story with him that they told with Roman last WrestleMania.
You're right.
Which was, he can't beat him. He can't beat him. You know, can he finally do it? And I think it's just the same old stuff. And I think it's really going to do no good for Braun Strowman in the long run.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. You're dealing with a Vince McMahon who is it's a different business today. Like there's 3 hours, there's 12 hours of TV every single month. This isn't back in the day where like you could drag out a storyline with Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage for a year. I mean, you can't do that nowadays. It's totally different. And so yes, he's trying to drag stuff out and it misses the peak. This happens all the time.
We'll get better at your storytelling.
The business moves too fast to do that now. There's too much television. You've got to pull the trigger quicker on stuff.
But there is, but you have to be creative about it and how you do it. And just because you get to the end faster doesn't mean you have to skip a bunch of steps to get there. Just because you have to speed it up and because you have more hours to fill doesn't mean you have to lack on it. You know what I mean? And that's one of the problems. I mean, anybody there is going to, you know, bash us and go, oh, you're being too negative and you don't know where this is going in the story.
No one's doing that today. Are you kidding?
This, that, and the third. But I'm sure there's somebody is. But the thing is, I'll just point to the reaction of their fans. What was the reaction after a lot of these things, after these heat-getting moments? What was the crowd doing? Because it sounded like to me they were sitting on their hands.
Bert says, why are you burying Elias? His match sucked. He had a bad match. He had a bad match with Dolph Ziggler. Don't defend that.
No, he's great. The characters. This is a lot like in a way, it's a lot like Carmella, where he's got a long way to go, and I don't know if he's ever going to get there. Carmella, I have more confidence in getting to, you know, X spot on the promised land list as far as workers go. But regardless, their strengths don't have anything to do with matches. So you have a match that runs through, was it one or two breaks? Because I know the women's match was two breaks. That may have only been one break, but like, how much time was spent inside headlocks and chin locks? I mean, it was awful. He's clunky. He doesn't have great fire on the comeback. People like him. That's cool. But don't have the three-minute match where he surprises Dolph with a roll-up or something like that, because Dolph is still a little shocked over what happened in Saudi Arabia, something like that, to try to like play to dude's strengths. You want him to go wrestle a long match? Go do that on the house shows. Again, well, we got 3 hours to fill. You also got 9 million guys on that roster and other ways to tell stories. Didn't have to have him out there that long.
Listen to me. There's another one here. Drifter needs work, this person says, but give him time. You know how long Drifter's been in the business?
How long has he been in the business?
A decade.
Really?
He's been doing this for 10 years. How much time do you want me to give the guy?
He's in shape. We got him now.
10 years. Look at Kurt Angle after a year. Obviously he's an aberration. Look at Shawn Michaels after a couple of years.
That's better, sure.
There's a million guys that in a few years they were very good. Drifter's been doing this for 10 years, and he could not have a good match with Dolph Ziggler.
God, you know who had a quick, and I think it's been brought up on the show before, it's a complete non sequitur, but like Rick Rude. Rick Rude, if you watch him in the business, because his whole career is essentially out there on tape, because you can see him in Memphis, I believe it was initially. No, it was Mid-South, and I can't remember where he was before that. Then you see him, I think it may have been Charlotte. Then you see him go to Memphis, and you see that ascension, and you see how he's built and the rise. And then he goes to Florida and World Class, and it's like by the time he gets to Crockett, the seeds are already way sown and planted for what you're going to see kind of develop and grow in the WWF. And, man, that was a great career track that he took.
Bert says, Dean has come out to virtually zero heat for 2 weeks. I guess the heel turn on the same night as Roman's leukemia announcement turned out great. I told everybody that.
Well,
I had to listen to it for a week. I had to listen to it for a week that it was the perfect day.
See, that I don't agree it was perfect. I wasn't as down on it as you, but I was cringing that they were going to make leukemia a central part of the story. I was trying to give them credit, but here we go. I mean, they can still stop doing that. I wish they would stop doing that, and they're probably not. The other thing is, too, how stupid it is, I'm sorry, with the Renee Young thing. I mean, because they've already established a relationship with her and Dean Ambrose. Everything that they say sounds so goofy. Granted, the announcers say goofy things all the time anyway. That particularly stands out like a sore thumb.
Bert says another 3 years would be great. Main roster is different. Elias was fine in NXT. He was barely fine in NXT. Name me the last great Elias match in any company in the world. He's a great character. He's not good in the ring. I don't know why people are pretending. It's like the Miz thing all over again. I got to live with this again? Spurs here says, I hope McIntyre starts using the ankle lock as a submission finisher. Well, he might.
Incorporating that in isn't the worst idea. Give the dude a submission.
All right, back in a moment. Mike is signing off for the day. Jim Valley is going to join us. You heard me, Mike.
Oh!
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
The walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it. Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by Jim Valley. We have a very special announcement here today. Jim is going to be joining WrestlingObserver.com, bringing two big podcasts over here in the very near future. One of them is set to be released at any time. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Brian, man. Thank you for having me. It's great to be with you, and it's great to be one town over. We're essentially neighbors, and we never see each other. But this
That's
is fun.
Right. We see each other occasionally.
Yeah, but no, this is going to be fun. We got two shows. One, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. There are a ton of podcasts out there, and I hear a lot of wrestling experts get a lot of things wrong on Portland wrestling. It was one of the longest surviving territories in history, but not a lot of information is out there, a lot of credible information I found on Portland. So we are doing the Portland WrestleCast, where we're going to take you back and play clips from Portland wrestling and talk to the people who are still around who were part of Portland wrestling. So we'll hear about the Bomber, the place where they stayed, the terrible hotel where all the guys stayed. This place was so bad at Cauliflower Alley. James Beard, I was talking to him, and he was like, yeah, that's one of the worst places I've ever seen guys stay. And he'd been to the Dallas Sportatorium. So,
but everybody talks about it.
Everybody, if the walls could talk, Jesse Ventura stayed there. Roddy Piper called himself the King of the Bomber. So we'll talk stories about the Bomber and Elton Owen and Don Owen. And, you know, we'll talk about the days when guys just didn't go back to their rooms and play video games before social
media.
That's
for sure.
Yeah, so we'll have some fun stories. The first episode is with Steve Regal, the guy from the AWA in Indianapolis. And he was there during some strange times, like when Buddy Rose legitimately married Matt Bourne's sister. Also, Roddy Piper came back as the United States champion. He brought the Mid-Atlantic U.S. title back to Portland. We'll talk about that with Steve Regal. And he's got a wild story about some female fans and the freeway I-5 in Seattle. So that's just the first episode, and we hope to have more stories. And, you know, because there's so little out there about Portland, I think it'll be new content and new stories that people will enjoy and learn about a new territory where there's not a lot of information out there.
So that's the first one. Yeah. And then the second one.
The second one, there's a podcast I've been doing for about a year now. It's called Pacific Rim, and it's with Fumi Saito, who is essentially, I always call him, he's the Dave Meltzer of Japan, where, you know, like, for example, he broadcasts Raw and SmackDown. He's the color commentator on The Zone for the Japanese feed of Raw and SmackDown. A couple of years ago, for the Japanese feed of the WWE Network, he was the color commentator for The Beast in the East when Brock Lesnar did the show in Tokyo. He was the commentator. He goes back, you know, 30, 40 years in wrestling. He had in Pro Wrestling Weekly, the magazine, a weekly pro wrestling in Tokyo and Japan. He had a weekly column called Boys Will Be Boys. So he's really connected. A matter of fact, at the New Japan press conference, you may remember it earlier this year when Chris Jericho went crazy and he was yelling at everyone and throwing tables and everything. He yelled at Fumi saying, Fumi Saito, you write this down. So Fumi is really well connected. And, you know, we'll talk a lot of Japanese history. And, you know, obviously you can listen to Adam and Mike talk a lot about New Japan and the day-to-day and the cards and the results. We do more about the macro, more about the why things happen. And Fumi explains things from a cultural standpoint, from a booking standpoint. And, you know, we talk a ton of history. He goes back, you know, he knew Giant Baba. He worked with All Japan. He knows everybody. So there's a lot of good information with Fumi each week. And so it'll be a fun podcast, especially as we move to Wrestle Kingdom. Going forward, as things ramp up to Wrestle Kingdom, Fumi can do a lot of explanation. I'm sure we'll talk about the history of Tokyo Dome shows and more. So I think it'll be a good thing for Observer listeners to get some supplement for New Japan and just Japanese history in general.
So you personally, I mean, yes. How much do you follow? I mean, are you watching every Raw and SmackDown? Do you follow all the New Japan shows?
Yeah.
Are you? I mean, there's a lot to follow. So what are you watching on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis, you know, we're here on the West Coast and I don't have satellites. So usually I check the Observer, see what happened on Raw. And if it's a good show, I'll watch it. Or if I have time, I'll watch it.
You know, you skipped all of yesterday.
Actually, I did see yesterday.
Oh.
I did see yesterday. So, yeah. No, and obviously with New Japan, you know, we follow his... You know, there's so much content out there, Brian. That's one thing. It's just a ridiculous amount of content. And sometimes I wonder with your child and your business and everything, how you are able to follow everything. There's just a ridiculous amount of content out there.
I can't follow everything. I do the best I can, but
yeah.
I mean, we're in a period now where, I mean, I cut the cable about 2 weeks ago, and I can get everything on the Apple TV, basically. And the few things that I can't, like New Japan World, I can airplay. But, I mean, I can get Impact, I can get Raw, SmackDown, all the New Japan shows. There's a ton of indies out there. I can get UFC on Fight Pass. And there's no shortage. You have to pick and choose the best stuff. And unfortunately, some stuff like Impact, which apparently is very, very good, I rarely get a chance to watch just because, unfortunately, it falls under the radar with everything else that I have to watch.
Now, if people do want to get caught up on Pacific Rim Pro Wrestling, you can search it right now, and we've got a backlog of about 42 episodes. But very soon in the near future going forward, we'll be here. You can find us on the Wrestling Observer website. But there are some episodes if you want to go back and listen, get some Japanese history and kind of learn about that and Fumi Saito. So if you love All Japan, New Japan, Japanese wrestling history, check out Pacific Rim. There are free episodes right now. You can find them online if you follow my Twitter at Jim Valley, or you can follow Fumi at Fumihikodayo, F-U-M-I-H-I-K-O-D-A-Y-O, Fumihikodayo, and you can find the links basically on my Twitter.
So tell everybody a little bit about yourself when you got into wrestling, broadcasting. You're the only broadcaster on this site with an Emmy.
A Murrow. I've got a national Murrow for my sports reporting on the Seattle Mariners.
So, Holy smokes.
I do have a national Murrow. But I'm a longtime wrestling fan. I started watching Portland wrestling. You know, I was kind of a latchkey kid. My parents didn't love me, so I watched television unfiltered. So I watched too much wrestling in my lifetime, Brian. And now that I'm older, I wonder if that was a good thing. But here it is, and I'm putting it to good use on the Observer site. You know, I there's an old interview back in your archives of Figure Four Daily where we talked when I did my WWE audition. I was actually flown out to audition to be an announcer with WWE years ago, and I got the news that I didn't get chosen the day that they announced that they chose Todd Grisham. So I always joke that I'm second to Todd Grisham. So that tells you how good I am, Brian. I'm second to Todd.
And he's long gone, by the way. So
yeah, and he's a great broadcaster. I think he's just probably so normal and well-balanced that you can't fit into the circus that is the WWE.
Sure, sure. So broadcasting.
Longtime broadcaster here in Seattle, a bunch of news radio stations throughout the Northwest. I've covered Hurricane Katrina. I covered the tsunami in Thailand. I covered George Bush's first landing when he saw the hurricane damage in Katrina. So, I mean, I've had a long career in broadcasting. I got out a few years ago. I'm now doing communications for the state Senate here in Washington State. But doing the podcast is a nice way to keep my broadcasting skills sharp. It's fun. Fumi's got a ton of knowledge, and I've already done a few of the Portland WrestleCast, so that's been a lot of fun to talk to some people and learn more about Portland wrestling. I mean, I know a lot, but I mean, I don't know, say, for as much as, say, like Mike Rogers or Matt Farmer, so I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot as we go on with the Portland WrestleCast, and hopefully people will learn a lot and enjoy some of the crazy stories.
Who are some of the names that you want to talk to for upcoming podcasts, if all goes well?
If number one, there's one golden goose, and that would be Jesse Ventura. Mm. Jesse Ventura stayed at the Bomber. I would love to talk to Jesse about the Bomber. I'd love to talk to Colonel DeBeers. I don't know that it's possible to talk to Rip Oliver these days, but his son would be great. Scotty the Body would be fabulous. Roddy Piper's wife, Kitty, because they met in Portland, and that's how Piper has such deep roots in Portland, that and his relationship with Don Owen. I'd love to talk to Sean Stasiak, the son of Stan Stasiak, about growing up and being in Portland and those type of things. So there's a lot of great people to talk to. I'm sure we'll have the Grappler on. Hopefully we'd love to have Raven on. Ricky Santana, Top Gun, the Cuban Assassin, Fidel Sierra. We did at Cauliflower Alley, you know, I do the Cauliflower Alley Club podcast, and I did a seminar this last year on Portland where we had Bobby Bass and Ricky Santana and Fidel Sierra, Greg Lake and Moondog Moretti, Ed Moretti, your friend. And, you know, a lot of people in the crowd didn't know Portland, and they loved the stories. They died laughing at so many of the stories. So when that happened, it kind of went off in my head, like, in the, I mean, there's Portland information out there, but I think in the podcast era, maybe there's people aren't consuming it. So I'm hopeful that people will give it a shot. They'll download it and enjoy it as much as I have so far in digging up some of the stories and some of the fun and some of the flavor that makes Portland different from all the other territories.
Did you ever see my legendary match with the grappler where he pinned me with a loaded boot?
You know, that loaded boot, those referees, man, they miss everything.
You'd
it's
think
ridiculous.
They would know. Or when Moondog Moretti pinned me with an Oklahoma roll. Can you imagine?
You know, maybe Marco Stutt, if he's listening to this, he could learn some of your weaknesses. Maybe he needs
could.
To load a, he could load a boot.
He could. When Ed said, we're going to do an Oklahoma roll, and I'm going to do it on you, I was like, okay. And we did it. It's completely ridiculous.
Didn't Ed call a dropkick spot on you that
yes,
you didn't hear?
He did.
Yeah.
He dropkicked me. Yep, this was like 2001. Man, oh man. How many shows do you get a chance to go to these days?
You know, actually, I went to the best wrestling show that I'd ever been to just recently.
Progress.
No, CMLL.
Oh.
I went to Arena Mexico, Brian, and it was the best. You know, it was the week after their 85th anniversary, and you walk up to the old building, and there's nothing to worry about. It's all families, and there's like 20 pop-up tents outside the arena where there's merch like you would not believe. There's T-shirts, there's jackets, there's masks, of course, there's action figures, there's mugs. There was like a giant mask you could buy that was like the size of a beach ball. There's magnets, there's pins, there's a ridiculous amount, and all of it is like priced for families. It was so refreshing because in the United States, everything is ridiculous if you want to go out and, you know, it's $25 to park and, you know, concessions and everything was super expensive. But, you know, down at CMLL, it was like all these families, you know, you have, you know, little kids dressed up as like Mystico. And you've got women that have got like sexy star masks on and other guys wearing masks. And they're just having the best time. And, you know, I don't certainly, you know, with all wrestling shows, there are true believers. But in the moment, these people are cheering the good guys and booing the bad guys. And it was just so much fun. We even got to see my wife's favorite wrestler, Kay Monito.
Oh,
so the little blue monkey was there.
But yeah, he's next on my list, by the way.
I'd love to see that match. But no, going to Arena Mexico, you need to put this in your book that you're writing, 100 Things People Need to Do Before They Die. Arena Mexico needs to be on the list because it was so much fun, and it's just so cool to see all these fans, and it's like a blue collar Cirque du Soleil. It was the best experience. The wrestlers, when they go back to the dressing room, they stop on the ramp and they take pictures. You know, they're not charging like $1 million for pictures or autographs. It's a very fun, very positive experience. And it really sort of renewed some of the love that I'd lost for wrestling. It was that good.
Well, stand by. We're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Jim Valley joining us here today. A couple of new podcasts coming up to WrestlingObserver.com, one of which is debuting at any moment. If you're a fan of Japan or Portland Wrestling, Jim, let's get some plugs out again for what people can look forward to at WrestlingObserver.com.
Yeah, if you're a subscriber to The Observer, you probably know about World Class at Mid-Atlantic in Memphis, and now you can learn about Portland Wrestling with the Portland WrestleCast, which should be up by the time you hear this now. And then coming soon, the Pacific Rim Pro Wrestling Podcast, myself and Japan's leading historian and author. He's done like 20-some books, Fumi Saito. And we also answer your questions. So if you have questions about the history of Japan or things that are happening now, Fumi is the guy. I mean, I joke that he's the Dave Meltzer of Japan, but really, I think he's been doing this longer than Dave. So maybe Dave
Holy
is the
smokes.
Fumi Saito? No. They're both peers, and Dave gets a lot of information from Fumi, and I wouldn't have met Fumi if it wasn't for Dave. So it's sort of full circle that now we're going to be at The Observer. But if you search Pacific Rim Pro Wrestling, you can find our free podcasts, about 42 of them that are up right now. You can go back and listen and kind of check them out. But soon, going forward, they will be at WrestlingObserver.com.
So check it out, everybody. At Jim Valley on Twitter, everything you need to know about him is up there, and we'll get information out. It'll be up on the front page very, very soon, the new show. And Jim, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. Got a lot of stuff coming up with you here on the site, so it's going to be very exciting. And thanks, as always. Mike, everybody in the studio, callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.